Masechtas Challah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned that challah from outside Eretz Yisrael is allowed to be given to any kain, even a kain who's not careful to eat chulin b'tahara and to keep the chulin tahar. The Mishnah over here lists other things that are given to kehanim that also can be given even to a kain who does not is not careful about keeping chulin tahar. Mishnah test. Ve'elu nitanim l'chol kain. These things that we're going to list here are given to any kain, even a kain who doesn't keep chulin b'tahara. And there's two general reasons that all of these different things in this list will fall into this category. Either because the item does not have kedusha, and therefore it's not a problem to make it tamei, or because it's something that has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and even those that weren't careful about chulin b'tahara, but when they went to the Beis HaMikdash, they were very machmir to be tahar in the Beis HaMikdash. So things, even if they had a kedusha, but they were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so then we can assume that even these kahanim that are more lax on the tumah, when they come to the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to be tahar. So the list goes as follows. Hacharamim. A chirim is something that's dedicated towards kahanim, similar to like hektish when you dedicate something to Beis HaMikdash. A chirim is when you dedicate something to kahanim. These things did not have kedusha. Vavacheris, and the firstborn animals. And this depends if the animal had a mum or not, or if it didn't have a mum. If there was no mum, then the bechor animal has kedusha and it's brought as a karban, and therefore there's no concern. The kain will make sure to be tahar in the Beis HaMikdash when the bechor is brought as a karban. And if it has a mum, then it doesn't have kedusha anymore, and there's no concern for tumah. Upidyan aben, the money that's given, the five shkalim that are given to redeem a firstborn son, human son, that can, it does not have kedusha, can be given to any kain. Upidyan petach hamar, the redemption, the sheep that's given for a petach hamar to redeem the firstborn donkey, that does not have kedusha, and it can be given to any kain. Vazraya, vahalachayim, halachayayim, vahakeva. The three parts of every animal that's slaughtered, that's given to the kain. The zraya is one of the front legs, halachayim is the jaw, Vakeva is one of the stomachs of the animal. These are portions given from every, even chulin animals. Every animal slaughtered a kain was given these portions. It does not have kedusha and it can be given to any kain. Veracious agez, the first shearing of wool that was done in the beginning, at the beginning of the shearing, the first bit was given to the kain. Does not have kedusha. Veshemen sreifa, oil that has to be burnt. This is truma oil that became tameh and it needs to be burnt. Even though truma generally were makbid on keeping a tar, but this is already tummy, it can be given to any kain. Vikachyan mikdash, these are karbanis that were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, since they were, even though they have a kedusha, but since they're brought to the Beis HaMikdash, there is no concern, you can give it to any kain, he will be tahar in the Beis HaMikdash. Vabikurim, bikurim is a machlekes. The Tanakhama says bikurim also, even though it doesn't have kedusha, but since it was brought to the Beis HaMikdash and it was distributed in the Beis HaMikdash, that also, there was no concern of tummy kahanim. It can be given to any kain. However, Rabbi Yehuda Iser Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda forbids this because the Bikurim were not actually brought on the Beis HaMikdash, so not as strict as the other Karbanis that were brought on the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he was concerned about giving it to any kain, and therefore could only be given to a kain who keeps Tara practices even on Chulin. The mission continues with another Machlekes, Karshine Truma. Karshinim are vetch. It's a certain type of plant vegetable that was primarily fed to animals. And if the truma from these karshinim, Rabbi Kiva mater, Rabbi Kiva says it's not a problem to give it to any kain. Rabbi Kiva's opinion was that it's not considered food for people whatsoever, and therefore one doesn't have to be careful about this truma. It's not real truma since it's not for human consumption. So he allows, Rabbi Kiva allows to give this to any kain. V'chachamim eisrim, the chachamim forbid this because they held that since in a time of hunger, even people will eat this karshinim, this animal food, and so therefore it is considered in a pressing situation human food for human consumption, and therefore it is real truma status and has to be treated properly because of its kedusha, so it cannot be given to any kind, only a kind that keeps chulin b'tahara. Mishnah Yud. Nitai Ish Tekoya, someone by the name of Nitai, who is a man that lived in Tekoya, which was a city inside of Eretz Yisrael. Tekoya was inside Eretz Yisrael. Hevi chalas mi beitar. He brought chalas, this is chala, from Beitar, which was a city outside of Eretz Yisrael. And outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanan decreed that everything there is Tameh. They were concerned with Tumah. And this challah had a Tumah status from being from Chutz La'aretz. And Nitzai brought it in from Chutz La'aretz to distribute it in Eretz Yisrael. V'lei kiblu mimenu, but the Kahanim were not accepted there because it had this Tumah, the Rabbanan, on it. So they would not accept it in Eretz Yisrael. The Rav says that there was a bit of a predicament, because they couldn't burn it as Tamei Truma, because since it was, people wouldn't realize, onlookers wouldn't realize that this was Tamei from Chutz La'aretz, because it happened in Chutz La'aretz, they wouldn't realize that. And they didn't want to burn it right away, because it would give the impression that they were burning regular Truma that didn't become Tamei, because people wouldn't realize it was Tamei. And they couldn't bring it back outside to Chutz La'aretz, because regular Truma Eretz Yisrael is usher to be brought outside of Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't want people to think that Truma Eretz Yisrael was going outside Eretz Yisrael. So rather, the solution was to hold on to the Schala until Pesach, and then to burn it as Chametz before Pesach. People wouldn't question why they're burning it, because all the Chametz had to be burnt before Pesach. So that's what they had to do with this. And the Mishnah brings a similar story. Anshe Alexandria Heviu Chalisan, me Alexandria. The people of Alexandria, which was in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael, they brought their challah from Alexandria to Eretz Yisrael, but they wouldn't accept them for the same reason, because it had a Tumah d'Rabbanan status from Chutz La'aretz. The Mishnah brings another case, not about challah, but similarly about bringing from one place to another. Anshe Har Tzvoim, the people of Har Tzvoim, Mount Tzvoim, Heviu Bikureim, they brought their Bikurim to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, Kaidem Atzeres, before Shavuos. And here is a different issue. Har Tzvoim was in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't, the problem wasn't where they lived. The problem was that they brought it before Shavuos time. V'lei kiblu mimenu, but the Kahanim would not accept the Bikurim from them, Mipnei HaKasav Shebetera, because the Pasuk says in the Torah, that the Pasuk that's going to be mentioned now, says that they were supposed to only bring the Bikurim after Shavuos time, and they brought it too early. The Pasuk says, V'chag HaKatzir, in the Chag, the festival of Katzir of the harvest, which is referring to Shavuos, Bikuri Masacha, with the first fruits of your work, and that's referring to the Shtei Alechem, the two loaves that were brought on Shavuos, from the first of the beginning of the harvest, that was brought on Shavuos time, Tizra Basada, that you planted in the field. And since it refers to this carbon of the Shtei Alechem that's brought on Shavuos as the first of the harvest, and it refers to it as the name of Bikurim, it's teaching them that they're not supposed to bring the Bikurim until after Shavuos time, after this Shtei Alechem carbon is brought. And the people of Har Tzvoim brought it too early, and it was returned to them. They said, take it home and bring it back after Shavuos.